Kilayim, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, Oros Shu Yotzim in a Madrega. If you have this Oros that is sticking out of a step, but really it's not really a step. The Rav explains it's just a platform that was higher up that looked like it was a step. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oymer, Im Oymed Ba'aretz Uvoytzer as Kulo, if you can stand on the ground below and reach up and be able to cut off all of the grapes from these vines that are on this Oros, Hareza Oyser Arba Amos Besada, then this would also aser 4 amas in the field around the area that the Oros is hovering over. There should be a picture below. So the Rav explains, similarly to the way we brought the Kesef Mishnah earlier, when we look at this Oros, we look at the Oros, this lattice, canopy, this platform that the vines are resting on. That's the place of the Iker, the Gefunim, and their roots. We look at it as if that's where the Gefunim really are, even though they're really further in. Once they rest on this Oros, that's really now becomes the place of the Gefunim. And then from there we start and we count 4 Amas. So if you'll notice the area right below the Oros, that's almost as if that's where the Gefen is growing from. And then we aser 4 Amas away from that in every direction. But Lamaisa, even though we aser 4 Amas away from that, that just means to be able to plant. We don't allow a person to plant 4 Amas. But the Rav explains, if one plants, the only place that becomes Kidesh, where he'd have to destroy it, that's only when it's within 6 tfachim next to where it hovers over. Because even though we know that Beis Hillel normally says that you need 2 rows to be considered a kerem, and we know that there's one exception, which is this Oros that we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Oros that we're more machmir and we consider like a kerem, we don't go so far and say that it's going to make things aser b'dievin, you'd need to destroy them if you happen to have planted wheat, let's say 2 amas away. So there were actually still more makel by 1 row of an aris, that if one did that, he would not have to destroy it. It would only need to be within 6 tfachim to actually destroy. And on the picture below, I made that area that you would need to destroy in red. So the Mishnah continues, v'im lav, eino oser le kenegdo. And if you can't reach up on top, so now we sort of separate the platform from the lower area. If a guy can't reach the grapes on top, it only asers what it hovers over. But that which is next to it is totally mutter. And you would even, the Rav says, only start counting 4 amas from the root of the vines, which is on top of the platform. And the Rav says, the halacha is actually like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now we see in the next shita, which is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, afanetea achas baretz v'achas b'madrega. Now this is not talking about an oros, but Rabbi Eliezer is proving his point that he's saying that even to be mitzar of things, where if one would have 2 vines on top of the platform and 3 vines on the bottom, or vice versa, im gavo min ha'aretz asar tfachim, if the platform was higher than the ground 10 tfachim, eina mitzar efesima, the top row of vines is not mitzar with the bottom row of vines, vim lav, and if it's not that high, and rather they're closer together to each other, not that high off the ground, harezu mitzar efesima, then they're mitzar. So the point is that Eliezer is bringing up that normally we're more makel by being mitzarif things, like we actually brought up with the case of Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'Eino Shlo in a previous Mishnah, to be mitzarif, that something should become a vineyard, you can create a vineyard with one person and his friend. Remember we said that in Reb Shimon Shita. So here it's the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer says, I even hold that to be mitzarif, if they're not that close together, if the one on the platform is too high, you can't even be mitzarif it. So you see that he's arguing with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, because according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it doesn't matter, even if it's higher, not only obviously can it be mitztarif, but it can even aser what's below. And the Rav says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, rather the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.